certain common characteristics nevertheless appear in most synagogues. For instance, the scrolls of the Torah are usually deposited in an ark, which stands at the front of the hall. And prayers are usually recited and directed while facing that ark. But in fact, in religious law, according to Judaism, one doesn't pray towards the Torah. One faces the city of Jerusalem or the Temple Mount of Jerusalem while praying, in a manner similar to the Islamic direction of prayer towards particular sites as well. Orthodox synagogues will have separate seating for men and women. They might even have a barrier of sorts between the two. Conservative and Reform synagogues today have done away with that separation completely. Ancient synagogues were frequently designed in the manner of other public buildings of the surrounding culture. And, for instance, we have unearthed in the last few decades scores of ancient synagogues in Roman Byzantine Palestine, and what is striking is that their architecture is so similar to the churches that are to be found in the very same area. And not only is the architecture similar, but at times the artistic motifs that are found on mosaic floors are also very, very similar. For instance, Bible scenes are to be found in synagogues, depictions of Bible scenes in synagogues and in early churches. One of the most popular Bible scenes was the binding of Isaac, which was considered one of the great stories of ultimate faith, Abraham willing to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the altar. But of course, the depictions always stressed what? That he was prevented from actually carrying the deed out. And you can see in the depictions the intervention of God, which is not that easy, because how do you depict God on a mosaic? One of these depictions has a hand coming out of the heavens saying, "Do not harm him," or something like that. And so there seems to be a common influence or a mutual influence between early synagogues and early churches, certainly in the Middle East. For much of Jewish history, certainly for the last 2,000 years, the synagogues served as the most recognizable symbol of Judaism. In fact, it's interesting that opponents to Judaism usually would single out particular books and particular buildings in times of persecution. The Talmud, for instance, was the classic book to be burnt, destroyed, if you wanted to get at the essence of Judaism. And there were public burnings of Talmud throughout the Middle Ages. In the year 1242, we know of tens of cartloads of books that were gathered up, many of them to be burnt. And the same is true regarding synagogues. Synagogues would be singled out in times of persecution as the first structure to be destroyed. And this has a history going back to the Byzantine period. One of the Roman law books, the Theodosian Code, describes how local mobs might actually attack synagogues, destroy them, or confiscate them and hand them over as a gift to the church. What is interesting is that some early Roman emperors actually came out against this, and there were times there were tensions between the Roman emperor and the church itself that was not always that opposed. The destruction of synagogues, of course, has a very long and sad history, down to our generations as well. On the 9th and 10th of November in the year 1938, in one night, actually in two nights, hundreds of synagogues in Germany, Austria, and the Sudetenland were destroyed, literally within a period of 24 hours. And some have actually counted up to 1,000 synagogues. This evening was known as Kristallnacht, the night of the shattered glass. And here again, it was clear that the synagogue epitomized, symbolized for those who were bent on destroying, persecuting Judaism, the synagogue symbolized for them the essence of Judaism. And in many ways, if we do look at the prayers, the way they accumulated over the generations, they tell a tale. The constant prayer tells a tale of Jewish aspirations, Jewish hopes for a better future, I think it's telling that the last blessing in the Amidah is a blessing to God who blesses his people with peace. But then we look at all those additional prayers that were added over the generations. They tell sometimes the sad tale of what happened and what Jews were forced to address in their synagogue liturgy over the years.